Choiceless Awareness Meditation. This is a seated meditation practice. So settling in for the formal sitting practice today. This is a time set aside for you to be with yourself, a time to settle the body, to settle the mind, and coming to stillness. Allowing yourself a pause from the doings of daily life and to step out of clock time, to just be in relationship with yourself just as you are today. The first instruction for sitting practice is to be comfortable so that the body can be at ease and settle with an alert attention, observing what is here with kindness and curiosity. So choosing to sit in a way that is comfortable for you and will support the sitting practice. You can sit in a chair or on a cushion or on the floor, or if you prefer to lay down or astronaut's pose with your feet on a chair and your back on the floor. Just finding a comfortable place and a way of being and meeting the needs of your body. And if you find that you're feeling sleepy and you would like to stand up at any time during this practice, shifting postures mindfully with a seamless continuity of attention and presence, taking this time to wake up to your moments, to yourself and to your life. So let's begin. Dropping in, bringing attention to the breath and noticing the feeling of the in-breath and the out-breath, and noticing where you feel this in the body, at the nostrils, at the belly, the chest. Noticing if the belly is rising and falling with the breath. With each in-breath, a new beginning, and each out-breath, a letting go. Allowing your awareness to follow the full duration of the in-breath and the pause and the out-breath and the pause. The space is in between the in-breath and the out-breath. As we inhabit the now, stepping out of clock time and into your life, into this breath, just one breath at a time, into things exactly as they are. With clarity and acceptance and awareness. And you may notice a restriction around the breath now that you're focusing on it. And with this practice, we're just noticing the breath. And if you find it difficult or challenging, you can shift your attention to the body and the sensations that are present in the hands or the legs, or what you are in contact with. Being aware of the thoughts about breathing and the actual experience of the breath as each breath follows the other. Just one breath at a time, feeling the full duration. Allowing the breath to be an anchor to this present moment. And you may notice that it's not so easy to keep the attention on the breath. You may notice thinking and feeling and sounds. And when you notice this, this is a moment of awareness. Gently, lovingly, and kindly, escorting your attention back to the breath. And now, as we sit here resting in the awareness of the breath flowing in and flowing out of the body, we can expand the field of awareness around the breath until it includes a sense of the body as a whole sitting here, this breathing body. Breathing, the mind may wander the way the mind does. Just directing your attention back to the breath. Feeling all the sensations of the body sitting here or lying here. As you draw the air in and breathe the air out. Sensing if you can feel a sense of the air on your skin. The temperature. And feeling your whole body. A sense of heaviness or lightness. The subtle movement of the body. Comfortable or uncomfortable or even neutral so that you hardly notice. Holding it all in awareness, with things exactly as they are, and featuring the body as a whole breathing, moment by moment. And the sensations in the body arising and passing. Feelings of tingling, warmth, coolness. Noticing what is here to be felt. And if you notice pain or if ever sensation is too much, shifting your posture to support the body to settle, to relieve the discomfort. And aware of the intention to move before actually moving. And to be attentive of the movements as you shift postures, being totally aware. You may also choose to focus directly on a sensation, exploring it and what it feels like, aside from what you're thinking about it and feeling about it. What does cold feel like, or hot, or tingling? Is it big or small, round, sharp? What is it? How is it experienced? And how does it change? How does it shift? With a compassionate acceptance toward oneself as best you can, without forcing or pushing, lovingly accepting whatever is here in this moment. sensing your body as a whole, being here. You may also shift your attention to the breath or something else that is supportive in this moment to you and to your practice. Shifting posture or focusing on sensation or shifting the attention, there's always a choice. And now, if you choose to, expanding your field of awareness to include sound, allowing the breath and the body to soften into the background of awareness as we focus the attention on sound. The sensory domain through the air as sound makes its way to our ears, just hearing what's here to be heard. Not going out and seeking sound, or listening really hard or striving, but simply allowing the sounds to come to your ears, and resting in the awareness of hearing the sounds, and the spaces in between. Being available to the arising of sound, and bringing the same quality of attention to the hearing that we brought to the breath, moment to moment. Sounds in the body. Sounds near. Sounds far, above and below and all around. And without having to label or interpret or identify them, you may notice the mind doing what minds do. This is the nature of the mind to think, just the act of hearing what is here to be heard. And marveling at this amazing sense that we have that allows us to hear and therefore know anything at all in the domain of sound and the spaces between them. Noticing that the mind may prefer some sounds to others. Or if only you had better sounds. Or where did that sound go that I liked? And as best you can, letting go of the thinking and being with what is here. And just hearing. Whatever it is, pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, doesn't matter at all. It's the awareness. Hearing with the whole of your body, hearing what is here to be heard. Letting it come to you. Continuing with our practice, if you choose to redirect the attention to thoughts, which you may have noticed naturally arise and pass, the activity of the mind, to all those thoughts that you thought were intrusions all of the other times, to stay present with the breath or the body or sounds, and attending to the stream of thinking, and treat it in the same way as we treat sound or the breath. Not engaging with thinking, experiencing thoughts as the object of awareness, just like we did the body, just like we did the breath. Secretions in the mind that come and go, and see if we can just see them as thoughts, known and held and felt in awareness. It's just a thought. Thoughts arising, thoughts dissolving, just the noticing. Thoughts about the past or the future, or thoughts about why you're not finding any thoughts while you're looking for thoughts. The point is, you're not to look for thoughts, just be aware of them if and when they come. The thought of finding a thought is a thought. You may notice your thoughts have an emotional charge, some pleasant you may want to engage with, or some disturbing and upsetting that you want to push away. Making space for this as well, and how it is felt in the body. Here we treat all thoughts as equal, with neutrality and little interest. We're not interested in the content. Awareness can know the content. And we're not sucked into the content or the emotion that comes with it. And this is a practice of allowing, not engaging with or turning away from, observing their arriving, noticing, allowing, and watching what happens. So we can treat thoughts as events, like bubbles coming up in a pot of boiling water. They come and they go, and if we don't pursue them and the emotions that come through, they dissipate. Allowing awareness to hold it all as though thoughts and feelings were sounds. Recognizing how they can pull us in, just resting in awareness as they come and go like waves of the sea. Sometimes thoughts can be like tidal pools that suck us in and take us down. Imagining you are floating down a river and you see the tidal pool, and floating on by, not getting sucked in. You see it, but you're not drawn into it. And as soon as you see that you're caught in a thought or the emotion that comes with it, you're already back. You can return the attention to the breath or sounds or the body, establishing your strong anchor of support, feeling grounded, and returning if and when you feel ready to the practice of focusing on thoughts. You may choose to stay with the emotion in the body, letting go of the thought and being with the feeling, allowing space for what is felt and breathing into this. You can always come back to just being. They are not that anyone practices superior to another. They are all just different doors leading to the same place. So if one practice feels better for you in this moment, that's fine. It's the being aware that's important, not the objects that you're paying attention to. Befriending the mind and the heart as they are. Befriending of yourself. And this stillness that is so native to us, yet so foreign because we ignore it so much. Moment to moment, knowing what's on your mind. And moment to moment, knowing what's in your heart, right here, right now. So far, we've been choosing what to pay attention to, the breath, the body as a whole, sounds, thoughts and emotions, and feelings, the spectrum of being human, of being whole. And there's one more step that we might take, which is to be in the same awareness as we've been, but now without using any objects to focus on. Expanding the awareness to encompass it all, what we call choiceless awareness, where there is no agenda at all in what we pay attention to. Without choice or preference, we are just being here, knowing through our senses, of which we have more than five if we've seen. And we're not excluding anything in this last part of our meditation, our exploration. We're just expanding the field of awareness around the breath, around the body as a whole, breathing into sounds, around us, above us, around our thoughts, our feelings and emotions. Every aspect of being human. And noticing and allowing. We're now embracing it all in awareness. So moment by moment, allowing your field of awareness to be so open that it's like the sky. It's boundless. Around our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, every aspect of being human. In this moment, this breath, and this body. We're now embracing it all in awareness. It's so spacious. It's no different than space itself. And this quality of awareness is actually native to the mind, the mind's natural state. Our true nature is boundless and knowing and spacious in the sense that it can hold anything. And it doesn't take up room by itself. It can hold our thoughts and our feelings and sensations in the body, either painful or joyful, anxiety-ridden, and on. In the perspective of awareness, it doesn't matter. It's like the lake being held by the earth, embraced by it, unconditionally, resting in this choiceless, vast field of awareness, letting everything come and go. Whatever arises in the present moment becomes the object of our attention, and not getting carried away by anything, or if we are, coming back to the breath, coming back to the body sitting here. You can even open your eyes and let go of the practice if it ever becomes overwhelming, and coming back if and when you feel ready. Being the knowing and being the spaciousness. When thoughts come, become like a mirror with whatever comes in front of it, reflecting back. Just knowing whatever's coming. So if it's a thought, it's just a thought. If it's about the future, we see it's about the future. If it's angry, then it's angry. Awareness sees and doesn't have to do anything, doesn't have to make anything happen. Just sees. And in the seeing, the touching of the thoughts and the awareness, they self-liberate. They just don't go anywhere if we don't feed them. We just compassionately touch them in awareness. And the awareness touches them all by itself. So you don't need to do anything. Just resting in choiceless awareness, moment by moment by moment. And re-establishing yourself if you get lost or carried away. This is the method of no method, nothing to do, no place to go, no technique. It's just being aware and being awake. Just sitting. And in our last few minutes, we will allow our attention to rest on the breath, on breathing, and allowing all other objects to soften into the background of our awareness. Feeling the breath as it flows in and out. Noticing where you feel it. and feeling your whole body sitting here. In this upright and dignified posture, and if you're lying down in a posture that embodies wakefulness, feeling the support of what is holding you. And feeling the subtle sensation as the breath flows in and out of the body, and sensing your body as a whole. In Tibetan, this is called the Great Natural Perfection. In Chinese Zen, the Silent Illumination. It is available in all moments and takes a lifetime of training. It is not an advanced practice, it's just a practice. Being who you are, truly and deeply and intrinsically, like an empty mirror, and it gives us this whole other dimension of being. In which to be touched by the world and to touch others in their joy and their pain. To come into the fullness of who we are. To wake up to who we really are. The Navajo have a saying, "May you walk in beauty." Jon Kabat-Zinn says, "May you recognize that you already do and that you already are." We'll close our practice with the sound of three bells.